I'm glad you've joined me for this podcast today, where I will be discussing the benefits of aquatic exercise and sharing with you our current program offerings in our aquatics division of the Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Affairs Department for the City of Farmington. Hi, I'm Natalie Spruill, the director of the department. Swimming offers full body exercise. All swimming strokes use arm and leg movements in coordination to propel the swimmer. Swimming also helps to tone muscle groups and maintain strength throughout the body. Swimming as an exercise accomplishes the same effect as land-based exercise, but because breath control is important in order to maintain proper form and buoyancy in the water, there is an increase in heart rate, lung capacity, and endurance. Swimming helps alleviate impact on joints that on-land exercise causes. Exercise has been shown to improve mental health by relieving stress, increasing energy, improving memory, and improving sleep. There are also other benefits depending on the temperature of the water. Warm water, 85 to 95 degrees, allows for greater relaxation of muscles, particularly when partnered with stretching exercises. Warm water also has its drawbacks. Warmer water doesn't allow for the body to cool down properly, which can be dangerous during heavy exercise. It also can be more draining. That has nothing to do with the energy expended during exercise. Cold water, 76 to 82 degrees, allows for more intense exercise without the danger of overheating. It also increases the amount of energy expended to keep the body warm. The drawbacks of cold water exercise are that those who cannot tolerate colder temperatures will have a difficult time staying warm even when moving in the water. And those with arthritis and other conditions that worsen with cooler temperatures may find it difficult to overcome the discomfort to beginning exercise. The Aquatic Center offers lap swimming in our 50-meter pool from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Monday through Friday, 1 to 6 p.m. on Saturdays, and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Sundays. The 50-meter pool temperature is kept around 82 degrees. The fee for this program is $2.50 per visit. The Aquatic Center also offers warm water exercise in our leisure pool from 10:30 a.m. to noon on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This is a self-guided exercise activity. This program costs $2.50 per visit. Public open swim hours at the Aquatic Center are Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m., Mondays 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., and Saturdays from 1 to 6 p.m. The costs to participate in public swim vary by age. 3 to 9-year-olds, $4. 10 and over, $5, and those 2 and under swim for free. Next, I'd like to provide information on Lions Pool programs. The water temperatures at Lions Pool stay around 89 degrees. Lap swimming at 7 a.m. to 7:55 a.m., 11 a.m. to 11:55 a.m., and 4 p.m. to 4:55 p.m., offered Monday through Fridays. That class cost is $2.50 per trip. The lap lanes are 25 yards long. Swimmers must traverse the pool, whether by swimming or walking continuously. Lap swimming is a self-directed exercise. Aquasize at Lions Pool is from 8 to 8:55 and 5 p.m. to 5:55 p.m., Monday through Friday. Aquasize is an instructor-led class. It's low-impact, high-to-moderate-intensity workout done in waist-to-chest deep water. You do not need to know how to swim to participate and get a good workout in this class. Cross pool is traveling the short length of the pool, and that class is offered at 9 a.m. to 9:55, Monday through Fridays. Cross pool exercise is a self-directed activity where participants can walk or swim the width or the short length of the pool at your own pace. Splashercise is offered from 10 a.m. to 10:55 a.m., Monday through Fridays. It is similar to aquasize, but it's low to moderate intensity. This class is instructor-led and conducted in waist-to-chest deep water. For more information on our programs, please visit fmtn.org/pool, or you can contact us at 505-599-1167. Thank you for joining me today to learn about the benefits of aquatic exercise and our program offerings. I hope this encourages you to get out, be active, and try swimming as part of your exercise plan.